How about rituximab alone off protocol?
I use that. I offer it to patients as single agent. Again, usually not for patients who are completely asymptomatic, but if they have some evidence of disease progression, then I think that's an option. We also have dexamethasone plus rituximab study based on some lab synergy that we've developed.
How about chemo-R?
Chemo-R, I'm more likely to offer to people who come in the door with bulky disease and have symptoms or they're...
Okay, we're getting back to this same patient. This patient's super nervous and, you know, what's the, you know, I'm young, I got a family.
I am willing to do that if there is that situation. I don't think there's anything you can say that is wrong about that. The question really comes down to then, what is the best therapy?
What is your best therapy?
It depends a little bit on age. So very elderly patients, I'm less inclined to want to give them an anthracycline. I'm more inclined to give them single agent rituximab. And or if I'm going to go to chemotherapy, more likely to use something like CVP regimen. Younger patients, I'm pretty convinced that the best current option is rituximab plus CHOP chemotherapy. Based on the results of multiple studies now that suggest at least the longest progression-free survival occurs with that regimen. But that's extremely controversial area because, like for example, the British like their CVP, the Germans like the R-CHOP.
You've got a 55-year-old person, perfectly healthy otherwise, who says to you, okay, you know, anything I can do to stay alive, I want to stay alive. However, you know, I got to work too. And if I need to have a problem with treatment, I don't need that. That's fine too. What do you think I should do? Usually in that situation, what's going to be your top recommendation?
Well, again, if they require therapy, it's R-CHOP.
Okay, no, this is, I'm talking about the person who's felt these nodes, nothing else going on.
I would observe them, or that's what I would recommend. But if they are progressing, then I would recommend aggressive therapy with something like R-CHOP because the median time to progression is about 5 years in most series.